So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frische Netzsekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 Euro. Und außerdem Emira Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 Euro. Sichere dir außerdem bis zum 24. Dezember 10% Rewe Bonusguthaben auf Weihnachtssüßwaren. Nur in deiner Rewe-App. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome to Acts of the Blood God, an RPG podcast. I'm your host, Kat Bailey, and joining me as always is my lovely co-host, Nadia Oxford.
Hello, Kat. I will always join you, and I would always be lovely.
It is a new era for Acts of the Blood God, Nadia.
Yes, I am very excited that we are going independent, basically.
Previously, for the past 5 years, Acts of the Blood God has been a podcast over on US Gamer. US Gamer is no longer publishing, but we are taking the podcast with us. We have a whole dang Patreon going on now, and we are here to tell you a little bit about that so that you can decide whether to support us or not. But we just wanted to give a little bit of details. The main thing that you need to understand is that Nadia and I really love talking about RPGs, and we're going to keep doing that for as long as we possibly can. Right, Nadia?
Yes, we are. We have a disease where we cannot stop about talking about the RPGs, and we need your help to help us not cure the disease, but maybe encourage it a little bit.
If this is your first time ever listening to the podcast, welcome. Let me tell you a little bit about it. We are an RPG news podcast. The first segment is always about news. The next segment is some kind of interesting discussion. Sometimes we have features. Sometimes we have lists. And then we do a track of the week in which we listen to a lovely piece of music from RPG history, past, present, future, whatever. And sometimes we have a mailbag, that kind of thing. And that is generally the flow that we follow. We like to kind of keep up what's the usual happenings in the RPG space. We'll review all of the big games. We reviewed Cyberpunk last year. We've reviewed Final Fantasy VII Remake. All of the big games we're going to be on top of. But also, we enjoy exploring all of the facets of role-playing games. That includes doing the Console RPG Quest, an ongoing series that is happening right now, in which we go and we look at the console libraries, or the RPG libraries for every single console that has come out to date. The last time I checked, we are on the PlayStation 3. That's the next one. So there's a whole lot of episodes to go back through there. And also the top 25 RPG countdown, Nadia, which that was a really fun one as well.
That was. And I definitely want to recommend the Console Quest in particular, because we go way back. We go way back to like the Atari 2600 and the ColecoVision and maybe machines that you didn't suspect had RPGs, but you might be surprised.
Yeah, I think that I had a lot of fun talking about the PC Engine. And
yes.
Also, interestingly enough, the GameCube has a much richer RPG legacy than a lot of people would suppose. So I would recommend that episode as well.
Yes, it's actually interesting what we've dug up, and we think you will like it.
Yeah, and in the meantime, I feel like I've just learned a lot about RPGs in general. It's such a rich and wonderful genre, and it's been really great to see it blossom. And as we look ahead to the next generation of consoles, I think that there's a lot of really exciting things to be talking about, certainly on both the PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series X, PC, Switch, what have you. We cover them all, and even sometimes we dive into tabletop history. So what are some of the things that you can look forward to going ahead? Well, we're starting a new series, Nadia. It is an episode-by-episode exploration of various media that is surrounding RPGs. We are starting with The Witcher on Netflix. And going forward, we're going to watch movies. We're going to watch anime OVAs. It's going to be great. I think that this is a perfect opportunity to expand our horizons as a podcast. Not the least because lots of new shows are coming out, like The World Ends With You is getting an anime.
That's right. That's another really cool part of this particular sequence is there has been so much media surrounding games, and there's a definite divide between the quality of the old stuff and the new stuff. Not saying all the new stuff is great or all the old stuff is terrible, but it makes for really, really interesting discussion fodder, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've been having more fun than I ever expected diving into The Witcher episode by episode, because I was like, before this, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. But it's, there's so much to unpack between its relationships with the games, its relationship with the books, its relationship with fantasy media in general. And in general, I just enjoy being able to talk about television rather than video games for a change.
Yeah, it does make for a nice shakeup. And I am always a fan of cheesy anime OVAs based on games.
Here's another thing that we're going to be doing, and this is pretty fun. Every single month, we're starting a new series called The Pantheon of the Blood God. So, okay, we started as I already mentioned, we did a top 25 RPG countdown. And my first thought was, what if I expanded to a top 100? But I don't want to do an arbitrary ranking. I'd rather treat it more as a Hall of Fame, a pantheon, as it were, in which I surface a very deserving RPG each month. And Nadi and I give the full treatment, the full retrospective. Let's talk about its history. Let's talk about its soundtrack. Let's talk about its battle system. Let's talk about its five greatest moments. And then we put it into the pantheon. Now, the RPGs that are in the top 25, they're already there. So we're probably not going to be talking about Chrono Trigger or Final Fantasy VI anytime soon. But of course, give us a couple years. And I'm sure eventually we'll get around to it.
We will certainly get there. Like the adventurers we are slow but steady.
And you, as an audience, if you're a subscriber, can help us out, because we are going to be posting a poll over on our Patreon page every single month and inviting our listeners to vote on which episode, on which RPG we are going to tackle for that month. Then Nadi and I will go away, we'll play it, we'll revisit it, we'll do a lot of research on it. Maybe we'll get a special guest, and then we will do the episode probably around the first month or first week of each new month. So that's even more content. And that's on top of the usual weekly episodes that are coming out. If you are a free listener, you will be able to hear those episodes about after 1 week after they come out. And if you are a patron supporter, you will hear them as they are released. So tons of content going forward. Or Axe of the Blood God, Nadia.
There are literally RPGs coming out of our ears.
I think this podcast has grown a lot in the past 5 years. I think that we've not only learned a lot about the genre, we've learned a lot about how to be good podcasters.
I think so. I hope that you, the listener, consider us at least average podcasters, so it won't make your ears bleed.
Yeah, I think that in the past year or so even, we've just refined the show quite a bit. Our notes have gotten really extensive for every single episode. They take quite a lot of time to put together. We do a lot of research on this show now. And I am going to be working really hard to be ambitious in terms of the guests that we're able to bring on. The fact that we're independent now, I think, is just even more motivation to really, you know, shoot for the stars, as it were, and find the truly the most interesting guests that I can possibly get for interviews and whatnot.
Now that we're independent, we can bring anyone on. So look forward to Satan and his opinions on RPGs.
I would say that Axe of the Blood God is mostly a Japanese RPG-focused podcast. At least that's certainly where our passion lies.
Yeah,
but
that's my fault.
Nadia and I also talk. I have made it my business to get to know games, franchises like Skyrim, Mass Effect, Divinity, Original Sin, The Witcher, and many other popular mainstream RPGs. Those get covered quite a bit as well. And actually, one of the things that I would like to do in the new year is a new series in which it's kind of like the console RPG quest, but for PC, Nadia, basically, where I have this running theory that PC can be divided into decades, into specific eras. So the 80s would be like the golden era, the 90s would be the silver era, the 2000s would be the dark age, that kind of thing. And so it'd be kind of fun to go through and talk about it decade by decade. So that'd be a fun little mini series, I think.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Kat never runs out of ideas. So if you support us, you will always be hearing Kat's ideas, and they're all good.
Yes, I agree. But I think the main thing that you need to understand is that Axe of the Blood God is not only continuing after the end of US Gamer, it's going to be better than ever. And
I think so. Yes.
I'm hugely thrilled to be working alongside my best friend, Nadia, who is just amazing and so knowledgeable about RPGs in her own way. I am really looking forward to the next few years. recording tons of episodes. We're almost to episode 300, Nadia.
That is crazy. I never thought I'd be part of a podcast, let alone one that is lived so long and actually gained a little bit of prestige. We have a lot of supporters out there, and I thank you very, very much. I always have people telling me how much they love Acts of the Blood God, love listening to Kat and I talk about RPGs, and we hope we can continue to entertain you for the near future and the beyond.
So here's the deal. If you want to support us, go to our Patreon page. You can just toss us a dollar. We'd appreciate it. $5 will give you access to our Discord, our community, and also our episode by episode Television of the Blood God series. And getting up to the $10 level will also gain you access to our Pantheon of the Blood God episodes. And we have a couple tiers beyond that for people who want to give us lots of money, which we appreciate it. This is now pretty much our full-time job, so this is how we're going to be putting food on the table. It's exciting and nerve-wracking, but I think that we can make it work. And I'm just really excited to be able to interact a lot more with our amazing community, especially because we are starting a Discord. And if you are a $5 Patreon, you will have access to it. So exciting times.
Very exciting. I'm really looking. It is, as you say, nerve-wracking, but also very exciting, more exciting than nerve-wracking, which is a good sign, I suppose.
Okay, so if you look over at our feed right now, you'll be able to see that we have the first part of our great Final Fantasy ranking up right now. And if you subscribe to us, plus the Pantheon of the Blood God, plus the second part of our Final Fantasy ranking, that's like 10 hours worth of RPG podcasts that you can listen to all the way through your holiday break. So
yeah, I think that we made sure to really stock the shelves and give you incentive to support us. And I hope we did a good job.
Okay, that's about it. Thanks so much for taking the time to find our feed and listen to this podcast. I hope that you will continue to listen to Acts of the Blood God one way or another, free or paid. Either way, the Blood God says thank you very much. And we, if you want to follow us on Twitter, I'm on Twitter at @_catbot. Nadia is @NadiaOxford. You can follow Acts of the Blood God on all of the social channels as well. We have our Discord, and you can go over to our Patreon page. In the meantime, we'll be seeing you around all through this year and for many other years beyond, hopefully. Thanks for listening, and for Nadia and myself, happy adventuring.